Hello, John.
Hey, Rich.
There you are. Magical.
Here I am.
Wow, that was scary.
Yeah, I don't know. Everything went silent. Everything went black.
That's what happens when Carrie's not here. It all falls apart. Well, Happy New Year to you. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks. Yeah, happy to be turning the page, start a brand new year, and see if we can get the Celtics back on a roll. Rim repair, is that something you might specialize in now as a little extra gig?
I can get one of those little kind of like TV personal injury or lawyer ads going. Is your rim bent or broken? Call Corrales Rim Repair.
I'm pretty sure you could do it in less time than it took that crew.
I mean, 35 minutes, 40 minutes to get that thing done. At some point, they had to say, okay, they used that wrench a long time for that bubble on the level to not move at all. At some point, they had to be like, okay, well, at this point, we're just like tearing our shoulders apart. Can we get the new rim in here, please?
That's one of those, you know, if you're putting that one up in your driveway, you're like, well, it doesn't need to be completely level. I'll lean to the left when I shoot.
I mean, yeah, if I was putting up my own rim, I'd be like, close enough.
Yeah, exactly.
The NBA doesn't like close enough.
No. Well, let's talk about the Celtics loss in that Denver game. Bad decisions. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I think bad decisions because, you know, some of the early double teams against Nikola Jokic were player decisions. They weren't coaching decisions. It wasn't strategic. It was Jaylen Brown going for a steal. It was, you know, a guy getting caught up in a bad position, and then somebody has to come over and help him, and then that leaves somebody open. So bad decisions on offense, not making the right play, not making the extra pass, not seeing a cutter for an open layup and instead taking a three-pointer that was mostly open, but hey, your layups are the better shot. So when I look at that game against Denver, I see good effort. The effort was there. I just saw bad execution, bad decision-making. And I think when you're playing against a team like Denver, which was on a roll and was probably sick of losing to the Celtics for like three straight years, bad decisions can really kill you.
Well, and Denver was red hot, especially on the threes. And yeah, you don't want to give them uncontested shots, but how far out do you want to extend your defense?
Well, and that goes, you know, some of the bad decisions led to open three-pointers. And after the game, Jaylen Brown said, hey, yeah, we would have, you know, we live with Bruce Brown taking three-pointers, which they lived with Bruce Brown taking three-pointers against the, you know, in the series against Brooklyn last year when he was playing there. And that worked out fine for them, but they were also playing really, really good defense and focused defense. And they weren't just giving him open looks and ignoring him. It's just that when the ball moved its way to him, they just played it appropriately, and they didn't play it appropriately in this game. So that's, I think when you see another team get hot from three, there's often a, you know, something that precipitates that, a defensive miscue, some, like I said, bad decisions that give some guys kind of warm-up level looks. And what we all have to realize is, no matter how bad the shooter, generally speaking, if you get warm-up level looks, you can knock some down. Hell, I can even knock down a couple of shots with nobody guarding me.
Well, Celtics on the road continuing tonight as they take on the Oklahoma City Thunder. They've had some struggles this year. They've lost six of their last 10, two in a row. What's the key for the Celtics to bounce back tonight and get a win on the road?
I think it's matching the effort, because the Thunder, if nothing else, play hard. Now, the Celtics catch a break because Pokuševski, who killed them on the boards, had probably his best game against the best game of the season. He's out with an injury, so they're going to miss another big guy that caused them problems. But, you know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a beast. He is a, you know, an all NBA candidate. He's definitely going to be an all-star. So you can't let him dominate you. Have to make sure you get in his way, make sure you're not giving him free runs to the rim, and you might also have to make sure that he's not getting other guys open. And like I said, match the energy, because OKC will, no matter how bad they are, they always come out and make you work. And in today's NBA, the bad teams aren't as bad as they used to be. And if you think that you're going into somebody's house and they're just going to roll over and die, not going to happen. They're not going to roll over for you. You got to go out there and put the effort in to beat them. So I need to see an effort with a little bit more focus in this one from the Celtics.
Well, it seems like the Celtics have been on the road a lot in the last few weeks. Two more after this with Dallas on Thursday, and then at San Antonio on Saturday. What will we learn about the team this week?
Well, at this point, it's about your perseverance level. What can you do to get past the doldrums of the NBA? We're squarely now into January. This is long road trips. The Celtics have a lot of road games this month. Can they be tough enough mentally to not have those lapses, or not let lapses linger beyond the other team's run? The other team is always going to make a run. As much as everybody watching wants wire-to-wire 48 minutes of domination, it's not going to happen, especially when you get into a game against the Dallas Mavericks on Thursday night against Luka, who's just on an insane tear right now. But anybody, like I said, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander can go on a tear. These guys are going to make their runs. Are you going to have the mental toughness at this time where most players are starting to kind of say, oh, I'm starting to get really sore, I'm starting to get tired, I'm a little bit, you know, my enthusiasm level is dipped from 100% down to like 80%. Can you get those runs, stop them at 11-4, and then put a run together on your own? That's what I'm looking for. Playing through the problems, persevering, and then turning it around and going on a run yourself and closing these games out.
Boy, speaking of players and teams that are on fire, how about those Brooklyn Nets? Are they for real?
You know, they've turned a lot of things around. They're playing really well. They've gotten some guys who can't defend out of the lineup. They're not playing Seth Curry really as much. If you can't defend on the Brooklyn Nets now, you've kind of lost your minutes, and that's something that hasn't really been the case in the past. So that part is real. They've beaten a few good teams, but they've largely gotten fat on some light competition. So that part I'm skeptical about, and I don't really trust the Nets in general. Because, I mean, Kevin Durant is awesome. He's an MVP candidate himself, but he's playing at such a historic level. At his age, at his usage, at the minutes that he's playing, can you trust him to stay healthy throughout the whole season? Kyrie Irving, playing great. Can you trust him to be on his best behavior all season? You know, he's playing for a contract, and he knows that he's got to be on his best behavior for the contract, but can you trust him? Can he trust himself? So there is certainly a lot of stuff that's real here stylistically. Jacque Vaughn has gotten them to play really hard and really focused defensively, but there's still, you know, your history is your history. And I still don't believe. I think this is a nice run for them, but I think there's a correction coming for them as well.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, and the Locked On Celtics podcast. John, thanks so much as always. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll check in with you again next Tuesday.
All right. Talk to you then.